I was an ageist and didn't know it. My house was a haven for poor young artists who I said kept me young. I was known as the rock band coach in some Philadelphia circles and enjoyed being the only gray-haired woman in the clubs where my bands performed. I felt as though I were 35, except when I struggled to get out of my car or tried to run up a flight of stairs. What I didn't realize was that underneath that bravado lay a couple of decades of age embarrassment and age defensiveness. Headhunters, who had been excited by my ideas and experience on the phone and on paper, told me that I was unhirable as soon as I walked in their doors. Literary agents lost interest in my fiction as soon as they saw my wrinkles and streak of white hair. Literary journals rejected the stories that I had thought were filled with wisdom. I was almost 75 before I began to appreciate age. Margaret Atwood had judged one of my stories worthy of a fellowship to Summer Seminars, Russia, 2006. So it was in St. Petersburg, of all unlikely places, during a record heat wave, that I met Vicki Lettman, another older writer who was having trouble placing her work. Less than a year after we met, Vicki and I had sent out a call for unpublished work by older writers and had begun to put together an anthology, When Last on the Mountain, The View from Writers Over 50. We received over 2,000 submissions from all over the world, many of them accompanied by letters of gratitude for the project. One woman wrote that she was happy to know that her age was worth something other than the supermarket discount. Tom Hansen had written his essay, The Wisdom of 50, years before and had thrown it into a drawer because he couldn't imagine who would want to publish it. The late Sarah Getty, a Pulitzer and National Book Award nominee, gave us first rights to her poem, Chant on Folding Clothes. The biographies of our contributors were as rich as their talents. Anne Fox Chandonnet lived and wrote in Alaska for 30 years and knows how to make turpentine stew. Dodie Williams, a former actress and model, was 50 when she got her master's degree. Brain surgery 10 years ago left Dr. Ruth Harriet Jacobs with poor eye-hand coordination. But at 86, she's still doing research at the Wellesley Centers for Women at Wellesley College, and she still lectures and writes about being an outrageous older woman. I am an old woman, perhaps not outrageous, but old. This project has taught me to celebrate age and to value the perspective gained during a long life. We who are old have learned to find humor in what we might have considered tragedies when we were younger. We have learned compassion for others and for ourselves. We have learned to be courageous. And oh, the stories. We have lived such great stories, more than we'll ever have time to write.